You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, Future You gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future You goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Right now, Mark Ennis has Tom Allen, the UK football coach, on.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He loved the knob.
He loved the knob.
And James Strebel.
I don't know. I see Scott Satterfield making pancakes and sausage for his wife.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, Vince Tyree. Please, oh, please just let us have football.
Ah, yes, Strebel calling him Scat Satterfield yesterday. Good catch there by one Mitchell Hannigan. All right, let's go. It's a Thursday. You know what it is. It's The Take. We got you for the next 3 hours. Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, and let's go quickly to Mitchell Hannigan in the Papa John. There we go.
There he is.
In the Papa John studios, hanging out with you, like I said, for the next 3 hours. UPS Jobs text line, 437-9680. If you want to get in on any of that, we have Florida State football madness. We'll get to it. Joe Lunardi taking a shot at Kentucky.
Boy, did he.
We will get to that as well. Drew Brees, good God, man. We'll get to that. An Arizona State punter and what it means for Olivier Saar. We'll get to that. More ridiculousness from Dockich's station in Indianapolis. We will get to that. Bobby Petrino hates everybody, which we knew. We will get to that. We have a Murray Minute, Rick Bosich at 5 o'clock. And so we got you set for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 680-105.7. This is the final day until Strebel's going to be off for a week. He's going on vacation.
That's right. Yes, I'm going to be gone for a week. I've been doing some packing today. Wife went out, did a little shopping.
I mean, every day the wife's doing shopping.
Yeah, she is.
That's a third day in a row.
It is a third day in a row.
And the excuse is we're going on vacation.
Yes, absolutely.
That's the excuse she's using, isn't it?
Yes, it's always.
What's your wife buying? Is she out right now? Is she out at Kohl's?
No, she's at home now. Okay. No, she keeps saying she's going to go to Sam's or Costco to buy some food.
Why?
Just breakfast stuff and lunch and, you know, drinks and things like that. I already bought the alcohol. That's taken care of. That was my job. Oh, I got two cases of Busch Light. I got.
Is that it? You're going to be gone a week? Two cases? What are you doing? You're not drinking?
No, that's just.
You're drinking 12 a night.
Yeah, my brother's bringing some too. Okay. I bought some stuff for the wife and the sister.
This is a family vacation, right?
Yeah, I got some bourbon.
So who's going? You and your brother's family and who else?
It's my family, my brother, my sister, and my mother.
Gotcha. Huh?
So, yeah. Not a huge crew, but one, you know. Big enough for fun.
I'm trying to think of the joke, but you got really mad. Mitch, I'm pretty sure you were doing the show then. Do you remember when a texter was like, hey, Strebel, do you pay for your own vacation when you go with your family?
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you got really, really angry at that?
Yeah, I remember that,
yeah,
yes.
You got really, really mad at that.
Mad.
I would love
insinuating.
I don't think it was insinuating. I think it was just
saying that I don't pay for my own family's vacation,
Mitch,
which is absurd.
If you can find that, I don't even know what it's saying.
Boy, I got mad.
Strebel vacation? I don't even know what it's saying, but it's got to be there.
We know he doesn't do the business on vacation. We do know that.
Yeah, he did tell us. Yep.
Who is calling the show?
Answer it and put him. Is it New York Mike?
Put him through.
It's a 765 area code number.
That's going to be a bill collector or something.
Spam.
Texter says, my God, that was the worst last hour of NASCAR radio I've ever heard. Pull my teeth with no drugs next time.
Wow.
Boy, your boy Kern and Patty Ice.
Yeah.
Did a lot of NASCAR today.
I heard.
They did a low. You didn't. You didn't hear a second.
No,
I told you.
Secondhand.
I told you.
I didn't hear it firsthand. I heard secondhand from you, your text saying, Patty Ice just did 40 straight minutes of NASCAR
talk. They did 40 minutes on NASCAR's coming back to Indianapolis.
Woohoo!
Oh, I'd rather jump off my own house right now. I'm kidding. Sorry, Curran. I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding, Curran. Taking shots.
437-9680. By the way, yesterday, Nick Valvano put up, and I don't know if Nick is around, he put up the podcast of Nick Curran and Phil Baker filling in, and he tagged the wrong Nick Curran. He just tagged the wrong Nick Curran. Some jackass,
some random Nick Curran.
Some jackass was like, I'm not Nick Curran. I got the wrong Nick Curran.
I'm not on the radio. What are you doing?
437-9680. All right, so there's a bunch to get to today. Dexter, did you hear from the podcaster who was begging you for a job after yesterday? No, I did not. I have not heard anything.
I was wondering that myself, and Process really dislikes this guy. He really dislikes this Benny T guy. He sent me multiple texts telling me how he doesn't like him.
Who did Process?
Process,
yeah.
Because Process, they went to high school together.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He can't stand him.
You know what we should do?
Yeah.
We should – I'm going to bring in Benny T and say, you know what? Benny T – boy, you had to be listening yesterday to understand
this.
Not where I wanted to start. But here we are.
Yes.
As we wander today on the Take on ESPN 680, we get Benny T, we get Process, we get Grossman.
There we go.
And they go through Producer Olympics, and whoever wins gets to be the producer of the Diener Show on ESPN.
Wow.
The flagship. How
about
that?
That's why Process doesn't like him, because he's scared of everyone on this earth is coming for his job.
He's terrified of Grossman.
Is he really?
He's terrified of
Grossman. Does he, like, wake up and they're like, Jack, they've been nightmares.
I'm also mad at the Process.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Well, let's not hide that. What happened?
Yeah.
Well, I tried my first, like, little shadow producing effort this morning. I heard that Diener was going to have Buzz Baker on, and we had a clip in the mixtape from last week about Locke coloring the hair. And I was like, hey, Process, I just emailed you this clip of Locke talking about coloring his hair. You guys should play for Buzz. And then play for him.
Nothing.
Then play for him.
You didn't play for him?
Oh, not only that, they had Buzz Baker. And I go, hey, Process, you guys should play some of the Process not knowing any of the SEC college towns.
Right.
You should play that for Buzz Baker. It'd be good. It'd be great fodder.
It would be.
No,
nothing?
Sorry. We don't know anything about radio. Yeah.
I mean, he had legendary,
only he does.
Legendary sound about Locke putting paint on the grass. I mean, it made the sound bracket, for crying out loud.
Oh, yeah. Buzz loved Crush Locke. And we would laugh. We would play it five times on the show, but no.
Exactly.
Didn't Process go to a bougie high school?
I believe
which Oldham is it? Is it North Oldham?
It's
the bougie one?
It's got to be North.
I think
it's
got to
be North.
South Oldham. They're all bougie in Oldham County. They're all like South.
Are both North and South Oldham bougie?
Yeah. Oh,
are they?
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, absolutely.
I apologize. I know Oldham County
is
seen that way. I just didn't know if one of the high schools was the better of high schools and the other one wasn't. Oh. I mean, let's be honest. That's what happens. You know, let's be honest.
They're equally bougie. Equally bougie.
Louisville is in a great position for a basketball recruit. Settle down over there. Strebel, we will get to Strebel's take on that. Was it Brandon Pettigrew? Is that it? Or is that the tight
Bobby
end? Brandon Pettigrew is the tight end, right? Remember the big tall tight end?
I've got to look now at Steve. I had to look at Steve Rummage's
Rummage
Twitter
likes
page.
Him.
He loves him. He says, was it great fit or something
great
like
fit.
Great fit or
his
something
game
like that.
Translates.
Yes. Let me look at make sure we get the young man's name correct, because we don't want to, you know.
What do you have an Under Armour phone case?
Odd
phone case.
How tall is he? Is he gonna
Bobby Pettiford.
Is he going to be another 5'10" guy trying to play pack line defense? How tall is this kid?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. No, Steve Rummage likes it. He says, I like it. So there you go. Bobby Pettiford Jr.
How about that?
Chris Mack getting it done.
Do you want to get that out of your system?
No, we can save it for later.
He's a three-star. He's being recruited by Dino Gaudio. East Carolina's in there. His Final Four's got a little Ole Miss, a little Providence. Got a little Virginia Tech, a little Tulsa. I saw the kid had an App State offer, and I thought it was a football.
He's 6'1". I don't know about that.
Come on, Strebel. What do you got? Do you just want to do the normal thing? Do you want to get it out of your system before we go to me demanding that the NCAA give – I mean, because this is the take today is Olivier Saar has to now get a waiver.
Give him the damn waiver.
Now he has to get a waiver.
Yes.
Out of what happened with a punter from Arizona State, which if you have not heard, we will tell you. I know there's been a lot of NASCAR talk lately, so we will get to that. Do you just want to be the mean, ugly Kentucky fan?
I'll be mean and ugly Kentucky fan.
You just
want to
get it, just get it out of your system.
Real fast.
Chris Mack's done it again.
Chris Mack's done it again.
Up.
We're going to get the dopey, L's up, I emoji tweet with Carlton doing the Carlton. And everyone's going to say, oh, Chris Mack did it again. Oh, this guy's going to fit perfectly. I'll quit screaming.
No,
this
fine.
Guy's going to fit perfectly into the system. Where's he ranked? 158th in the country. 158. The number 27th ranked point guard in the country, all according to 247. I just want to know. When y'all going to give your boy Mack a little heat? When's he going to get a little heat? When? This is two classes down a row where he's getting complete bottom-tier dudes. I mean, this dude's a three-star burgeoning on possibly a two-star.
Is he burgeoning, on a two-star?
Yes. If he doesn't
he's got another year. He's going to end up as a four-star. That's my guess. Will Bobby Pettiford end up as a four-star?
Boy,
I say yes.
He better rocket up those rankings because he ain't going to get a four-star at 158. I just want to know, when's he going to be like, hey, Mac, I mean, ask the question. Just ask the question. Look, dude, be honest. Is the NCAA, NOA stuff really hampering your recruiting, or do you just suck? It's one or the other, because Kansas is recruiting still.
I mean, Kansas is in the 20s, I think.
They've dropped.
I mean, LSU, we think, is going to get Musa Cisse, but that did not happen. And then Dick Vitale last night was like, LSU got their notice of allegations. And LSU's like, yeah, that didn't happen. But I don't know if you commit to LSU right now, if you give a damn about the NOA, because, I mean, good God, you know the NOA is happening.
But the
Well, listen, here's what it is, and let's do this. Let's talk about this for another minute, then get to things that matter more.
Okay.
So Louisville might pick up this Bobby Pettiford, who is a three-star, who has a bunch of offers quite frankly, a kid that would not be – I mean, Louisville is different than everyone else on his offer sheet.
Absolutely.
His offer sheet is Providence, Tulsa, ECU, North Carolina, A&T, Ole Miss, those types of programs. And so, obviously, U of L believes this is a project. He's a kid from North Carolina, and no one except for right now, North Carolina, A&T wants him. UNC, NC State, and Kevin Keats, whatever it may be.
Right.
Okay, so if you want to – I don't know if he's any good. If you want to say it's a project, if you want to say Chris Mack is whiffing, if you want to say, hey, don't you want big, tall guards? And this kid might – I mean, they say he's 6'1". He's not 6'1".
Right.
You know, that means he's less than 6'1". I mean, no one's ever telling the truth on these sorts of things. And you're right, he's 158. The composite has him the 27th point guard in the country. And we know Chris Mack has been in an odd spot with point guards outside of David Johnson.
Yes.
And I shouldn't say outside of David Johnson, but he did good year number one. And
absolutely.
So many of those are going to be TBAs. They're going to be let the cake bake. It's going to be what happens with Aiden Gahan. It could turn out Aiden Gahan doesn't do anything. If Samuel Williamson has a Wayne Blackshear type,
career.
And David Johnson goes to the NBA, and that's about it.
Right.
And you look around, you maybe have a couple other, bench guys, fringe start guys, starters, and a Josh Nickleberry, whatever it may be. That might be the case. I have absolutely no idea. But the problem is, and going after Lachlan McClain, Louisville Lock on some of this in the text message. But, I mean, the NCAA is the ultimate excuse.
Absolutely.
And so Louisville fans right now, I feel like the ones you would argue with, the Steve Rummages and company, they have it, not being in trouble with the NCAA is not perfect, but they have it right now. They can have it both ways.
Sure.
The people that want to see that, they can get a kid and be excited. And if you're not excited, they can just easily pivot to, well, NCAA. And so that very much is why you sound mean and ugly.
I do.
One of the reasons, but the other side needs to be, and this is where I go at Lock. The other side needs to be put out there that questioning some of this early on is okay. I mean, we are questioning months out what we think college football is going to look like because the governor of Kentucky is slow to open back up to the public. Again,
right.
No commentary if that is right or wrong, but it is basic fact. It is truth. And so what does that mean? But it's looking at the data that we have. And right now we're just looking at the data that we have with Chris Mack and company. And so that story came out, and I can't think of a crappier story to lead today with than that one.
But I think he's committing pretty soon. So, they're probably going to get him. I think Evan Daniels logged his crystal ball for Pettiford to U of L. And like I said, maybe he's good. Maybe he's better than his star ranking and all that stuff. That stuff happens. But just he's not in that range where you can say, okay, maybe there is something there that people are missing. He's way down the list, and that's just, now 2 years in a row where Mack is getting those types of guys. And it might all be NCAA stuff.
Kansas right now is number 19 in the country. I'll just throw that out there. Okay. Recruiting in the 2020 class, and obviously it's too early for 2021, but Arizona's 5, LSU is 6, Auburn is 8. So, again, you can use the NCAA as an excuse, and Kansas has not been one of the top 5 teams, and they're always at the top.
Sure.
Before commits, Kansas, a top 20 class, and you look at everyone else, has a top 10 class. So, I mean, Louisville right now is hanging out with Purdue and Kansas State and Georgia. And Tom Crean has a better class right now than Louisville.
And that's...
It's worth just putting out there. But sure. Again, it's very convenient just to pivot to, we're going to get a recruit and everyone's so happy. Mm-hmm. And they're not ever going to hold Chris Mack to the standard recruiting-wise, I don't believe, of Rick Pitino until they get the NCAA tournament struggles like Rick had for a few years that manifests itself. That would be my guess.
Okay.
So that is that. All right, the other news in 437-9680. Quickly before we get to it, Florida State, what a story there.
Yeah.
I want to get to this Olivier Saar stuff, Joe Lenardi's conversation. But Mitch, tell the audience what kind of sound that we have today. Set the buffet. What do we have today?
Well, before I explain that, I'm personally sad because I forgot my notebook at home, which had all my Murray Minute notes and all my Wheel of Content notes. So that's what I've been doing while you guys were talking about Bobby Pettiford. I've been trying to remember what I had and write it down. But what sound we have, Process didn't know another SEC team, what city they played in. We have some Maven sound from today. Locke unfollowed a family member on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
I also found a Locke getting political for a second from his show yesterday.
Well, and today. He got political again today.
I didn't hear today.
Yeah, we may have to go back. He can't. Listen, our guy Locke needs the vacation. He needs to limp to vacation.
He's busting.
Honestly, tomorrow he should just do interviews.
Call Mark Story, John Clay.
Call Tucker
and
everyone else and just get him on the air.
Yes.
I'm not joking because my man needs this vacation because he is about ready to absolutely roast the bleep of Governor Andy Beshear.
Yeah, he's busting ready. At the seams.
He's
man.
Ready to be Locke Limbaugh.
Yeah.
He is Locke. He's going to Locke Limbaugh with the golden mic. You understand? He is going to crush him. Oh. Mitch, you know who Rush Limbaugh is?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, who is he?
He's just a very famous political commentator for Fox News. He used to be on Fox News.
I feel like we're going to need more there.
Yeah.
I feel like you went generic.
Well, there's nothing more than really talk of. Yes, that's who he is.
I mean, but you went. I mean, Mitch, you don't know who Rush Limbaugh is, do you?
I know exactly who he is.
I don't think you do. You're just saying Fox News because you know he's
conservative.
He's conservative.
What else is there to know about him? He's old. He's conservative. He's been a staple for the conservative party for years.
He was on, I believe, he's on the Breakfast Club earlier this week.
Really?
With Charlemagne the God. That's right.
Do you know anyone else on the Breakfast Club?
No, he's the only one I know.
Okay.
Rush Limbaugh might be considered like maybe the greatest radio host in history.
Yeah, he
despite being a gas bag. Oh, we don't say
He gets paid more than Howard Stern. Which is like Howard Stern gets godly money, and he gets even more than Howard Stern.
What time has Rush Limbaugh come on?
Oh, you're asking? I don't know that. I've never listened to his show before.
What local station does Rush Limbaugh come on?
Come on, bitch.
On here? In Louisville?
What local station?
Oh, my God. I don't know. WHAS?
There you go.
Okay, good. All right.
I was about to say, didn't get that one.
Who's got the biggest audience?
Oh, goodness. We do.
Yes, we do. Of course we do.
Also, other sound we have,
just joking.
Diener loved up on some Satterfield. Buzz took a shot at Locke.
Not again.
And then Blankenbaker had some questionable sound today. Sports and non-sports.
Questionable?
Yeah. Hmm. Blankenbaker said something today that I was shocked by.
That's a good tease.
Yeah.
Well, good. We'll get to that in the second segment. Sound that shocked. Blankenbaker sound that is now shocked
Mitchell
Hannigan, who forgot his crappy notebook at home.
Yes.
We will get to that. Quickly, this is worth mentioning, and I am now ready to go. I was like 3/4 gas bag. I was like 75% gas bag on this.
Yeah.
You know, I came on here, about a month ago and yelled and screamed about, you got 1 week NCAA
sure.
to figure out the waiver of Kentucky big man Olivier Saar. And let's have that Joe Lenardi sound, which is amazing. Have you heard this?
I only saw the highlights.
So you didn't listen to any of the station today.
I
well,
don't.
The last couple of days, you've been listening to the station. But
yes,
you were packing today.
I was packing today.
Right.
Trying to coordinate.
How much packing are you doing? Going to the beach.
When you have three kids.
Yeah, but you arrive at the
thing.
Beach, you put them in some clothes, you put them in some swimming trunks, and that's it.
Yeah.
They're in the swimming trunks all day.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm just saying that she has specific things that she wants packed, and the kids are coming up and bringing, like, these giant bags full of toys. I'm taking this, Dad. I'm like, no, you're not taking any damn toys.
No.
Other than the damn sand bucket and shovel. Go put it all
that's
back.
That's it.
That's all
yeah,
they need. They
I'm totally
sand bucket
you.
And a shovel. It's all the toys they need.
All right, so CBS, and this has worked its way around BBN. Obviously, this came out last night. I'm sure it's been talked about many other places. And usually we would pivot against or we would be in some way. I would find some way to disagree with the masses in some way. And I really don't hear. And that is Michael Turk, who is an Arizona State punter. He was not selected in the 2020 NFL draft. Mm-hmm. He left college. He signed with an agent. He was not selected in the 2020 draft, which is not shocking because punters a lot of times,
right.
You know, unless you're the Patriots. I'm sure the Giants will take one at some point.
Well, I mean, Sebastian Janikowski was taken, what, ninth
yeah,
by the Raiders
yeah,
or
and
something?
Yeah, again, this is a punter.
Right.
I mean, so there is kicker, right. Yeah, you would be even seen with less value.
Sure.
And yes, you had to go back, you know, 15 years plus
right.
for to a dysfunctional organization to find
Davis.
Sebastian Janikowski. So he wanted to go back to Arizona State, and Arizona State applied for a special waiver to get his eligibility restored. In the application, I'm reading from CBSSports.com, the school argued that Turk, the Turk family, was it Matt Turk, I believe? Yeah, the
yes.
NFL punter. He's the nephew of Matt Turk. They argued that Turk should be allowed back due to special extreme circumstances that surrounded his attempt to be drafted, namely the coronavirus pandemic sending shockwaves throughout the sports world. The pandemic canceled ASU's pro day and also prevented Turk from participating in private workouts for teams, a staple for prospects ahead of the draft.
Okay.
The reason I open this up is now we know that the draft is going to be, was it late August, Mitch? I believe it's August 25th. Is what it's going.
That's the lottery. The actual draft's going to be on October 15th.
Okay, so it's not until October.
Wow.
So well, my question is this: the timing is that's during basketball season,
right?
So the timing has to add up to where. Well, there's a number of things. Number one, the timing adds up to where Olivier Saar can't get. Like he can't get ready for the NBA in any sort of way. And if he does, it's going to be quite literally, we know now, months down the road. In other words, teams aren't going to start working you out in June or July. They have their time.
Yep.
Okay, so it's going to be, he wouldn't be able to work out for a team well into the academic calendar of the University of Kentucky.
Right.
That's number one. But number two, remember Johnny Juzang, and we yelled and screamed, and we played all the funny lock sound and everything else, but he actually was right.
He was.
And we'll settle down. You might not want to say that, and I'll tell you why here in a sec. You don't want to ever agree with him.
Okay.
You never agree with him.
With
fight. You fight.
Yeah, okay,
you fight
right.
to the very end.
All right.
look at the text line, sorry. You're packing. People are taking runs at you.
Of course they are, yes.
What does Strebel pack on vacation? 437-9680. UPS jobs text line 437-9680 here on the take. But the other thing is, I mean, this is this waiver that has been received by a random no-name punter, okay? I mean, okay, let's say this kid's a fine punter. On a punter on Arizona State, okay? This is not Alabama. This is anonymous team, anonymous punter, anonymous position in a lot of ways in football.
Yep.
Getting a waiver that is the first of its kind, and you add that with someone like Johnny Juice, and you add that with what you saw last year with who's our guy? Tate Martell.
Yeah.
And there are other examples that I now feel that Olivier Saar has to be eligible. Like, he has to be eligible. And now it's not even using the common sense approach. The common sense approach is Danny Manning got fired. He was going to go pro. They convince him to come back. Danny Manning convinces him to come back. Danny Manning, out of nowhere, gets fired. He leaves the school. You know, everyone's good to go. Like the common sense, go to Kentucky, try to be a pro, you know, making the NCAA tournament instead of being at a place. I mean, all of the differences. We understand the yelling and screaming that's been done by BBN. And then the other side is, well, damn, they don't do this. The NCAA doesn't say, your coach left, too bad, figure it out. And you've been in college basketball long enough. Again, we know the sides of the arguments, but if you are willing to let a punter enter the draft, go through the draft process, go through the draft, and then come back, and this is an anonymous position at a 7-5, 6-6 type team, then boy, I tell you what, to me, I will understand completely if the NCAA fights Kentucky, if the NCAA says no to Olivier Saar, okay, if we didn't have something like this, Strebel, I would say, well, I mean, listen, his coach left, and there's a lot of examples. There's a lot more examples of a kid not being able to get the waiver because his coach left.
Right.
Okay? But if they use, which I'm sure they will, to me, it should be a certainty at this point that the demand from me, the expectation from me, is that the NCAA now is going to be super lenient. I mean, obviously, look at this as an example. Super lenient in waivers this time around, and we shall see in the next year or two how they officially change the rule. We know they're going to, but I'm talking this offseason. I have to believe, and it may just be you put a smile on and you fight it if you have to. I have to believe that the notion around college athletics is your waiver most likely is going to be okay. There was a kid that left. Oh, Mitch, you may remember. There was a kid who was transferring basketball last week. And the story came out that he was, God, was he from St. John's? That he was uber confident that he was going to get
St. John's.
Yeah, well, that he was going
was
to.
LJ Figueroa then?
Yeah, that's exactly who it was. Yep. That he was, remember, he was, the report was he was telling teams that he was super confident that he was going to get his waiver. And Kentucky could be playing it that, hey, we're not going to say anything about him not getting his waiver until he officially doesn't get the waiver.
Right.
But Kentucky's acting like they got it. Kentucky fans are acting like that. There has been a level of optimism, even when there didn't need to be a level of optimism, but we've had a couple stories that have added to the level of optimism that if a damn punter, if a guy who's 2 points a game in Johnny Juzang, if a damn punter is going to go through the draft process, okay, and he would be using some of the very same arguments that a guy like Olivier Saar would be, and then Saar could add the coaching, the debacle at Wake Forest, the Danny, you know, all the Danny Manning stuff, how the NFL locked in on their date for the draft. The NBA has been up in the wind.
Air.
Yeah, it's been up in the air until like an hour ago.
Right.
Until an hour ago. You know, I mean, June 4th, until an hour ago at 2:30 is when we found out about it. So the expectation, and I now will be fully behind BBN with anger if there is a fight, if there has to be an appeal, or if they say no. The expectation is now that Olivier Saar is going to be playing for Kentucky next year.
I feel the exact same way. I've been pretty confident throughout, but the way that – you're right on this. The way that Kentucky kind of is handling this just seems like they're like, yeah, we got this. We're good. I mean, they're putting him, like, in all their videos. He's wearing all his Kentucky gear. It's like he's already a part of the team, and they just fully expect him to have no issues whatsoever, and he's just going to come right in and be able to practice and play. But now the only issue now is timing. Like, okay, how long does it take for them to make the decision, to make whatever that decision is finalized? It took just, what, a month for Johnny Juzang, the punter here at ASU. What was it, about a couple months or something?
I don't know. I mean, the NFL draft was when?
That was back in April. Yeah, is it in April? So
it was April, right?
So I mean, yeah.
So a couple months.
Couple months.
I mean, Johnny Juzang was a couple months. So Olivier Sarr committed when? I put that on Twitter, and I cannot remember.
Gosh.
I'll go back and I'll look it up.
It was about a month ago. I feel like it was.
I feel like it was longer than that.
It may
you can
have been.
Save that for the mixtape. Olivier Sarr commits to Kentucky May 6th. So yeah, it's coming up on about a month.
A month. Yep. Okay. So you got a month.
Yeah,
we got a month.
So you're halfway there. So in a month, in a month, we should find out what happens.
Yeah. Absolutely find out. And the weird thing about all this is NCAA is kind of like, with these scenarios and these waivers right now, post-coronavirus, what do they do with everything? Guys still waiting that were transferring before coronavirus, say a Joey Gatewood. Because he's still waiting. I mean, it's been months.
Yeah.
He was before the coronavirus hit. He was back in, what, February, I believe? And it's now June, and he's still waiting around. So it seems like they're expediting COVID, post-COVID situations and getting those through and then maybe going back to pre-COVID situations and then looking at those. Maybe that's the thought process for the NCAA. These transfers are easier. We see the reasoning behind these more so than the other transfers. So that's kind of where my mind went when I read that story.
Mitch, do you have some sound that you would like to play here, maybe, to dump in some sound here, have some fun? I mean, yeah. I feel like I'm totally right about this.
Yes,
I just feel like this is a slam dunk, and Kentucky fans are going to absolutely lose their bleeping minds if they say no. And I'm not going to blame them.
Yeah.
I am not going to blame them.
They're
going to
drive
move back home. Johnny Juzang was 2 points a game. He left because he couldn't play at Kentucky.
Right.
Now, I think he could have played at Kentucky.
This year,
I think damn punter that went through the entire process and didn't get drafted and decided to come back and got a special, special waiver when he wasn't blaming being closer to home.
Right.
He was only saying, hey, the virus meant I couldn't work out. Well, the virus has completely destroyed any plans of Olivier Sarr, not to mention Wake Forest also, being
nuking those plans as well.
Also not helping the player, right? I mean, that's obviously obvious, I should say. What sound do we have on the other break? We will get to that Joe Lenardi sound.
My pledge to you is obviously to not do politics on this show, to not do COVID-19 because it's a respite from that anxiety, to not do race relations because that's the last thing you want to hear about is some privileged white dude telling you what he thinks.
He used the R word, respite. He used it.
Texas says Strebel packs Sonoma everything head to toe.
Hey.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Yes, they play well into the mid-third quarter.
And then
with poor little – they always have like a – when Penix is it Penix or Penix?
And James Strebel.
It is Penix.
I was going to make the joke, then I realized I did the joke.
You did the joke.
I was going to make the joke, and then I fell right into doing the joke.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Back at it here on ESPN 680 105.7. It is The Take on this Thursday. We got you until 6 o'clock. Reminder, if you do want to hear Governor Andy Beshear's press conference, you can. That will be coming up at 4 o'clock, the top of the hour, over on 93.9 The Ville and ESPN Louisville.com. Mitch, I'm just going to ask you. I don't have any idea Mark Ennis is hanging out with us at 4 o'clock.
Oh.
I reached out to him and I never heard anything back. And
yeah,
so
I saw you text me that too, and I was literally talking to him as you text that to me. I just completely forgot to ask him.
So should we just see what happens at 4 o'clock
not?
Then?
Just wonders
now,
in?
Now I don't want to know. But I mean, here's the thing. I don't think Strebel can do this because he will be scared of Ennis. Can you muster your BBN power over this three-star basketball recruit?
Absolutely.
Are you going to be able to be, you know, typical Strebel?
Hot take?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
I don't want nice Strebel. I don't want the father Strebel.
No, I'll give BBN a sea of blue Strebel. How's that? There we go.
Texter says 437-968. Congrats to Large Daddy on getting the G League star, Olivier Saar. That coming down at 437-968.
He played pretty well against Louisville, so that G League star, played pretty well against you guys. Didn't they get the dub? Didn't Wake Forest win? I think Louisville had to come back.
It was overtime, I think.
It was overtime, yeah. Good job, Texter. Yeah, your team really ran him ragged.
Texter says, ask Mitch if he's ever heard of Bob Lee.
Yeah, ESPN great, Bob Lee. Locke's friend.
Keith Olbermann.
Yeah, also ESPN legend. But now who does he work for now? Does he do his own thing now?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I think he's still – I either think that's like the evening sports centers, I think.
No, he's still not with ESPN. Okay. He either does like MSNBC or he does like his own thing. I can't remember.
Oh, he didn't do MSNBC.
Not anymore. That was years ago.
Yeah.
Texas says, since the draft is delayed, couldn't Saar still re-enter the draft if he doesn't get a waiver or are the regulations around – that stiff in one allow. I don't know the rules.
I don't think anybody does.
I mean, they changed
the
rule for an Arizona State guy. They changed the rules for Johnny Juzang.
Yeah.
They changed the rules for Tate Martell. Don't ask me. There are no rules. There are rules. You just don't know how they're going to be enforced.
Or when or by whom. Who knows? Yeah, that's a good question, but I don't know.
Texter says, 437-968, I'm confused if the draft is in October. Would Saar even want to play college basketball? Is only getting older and just putting more mileage on the body. Listen, Olivier Saar can say he wants to go to Kentucky, and one reason is the NBA, and obviously it's a great reason. Olivier Saar is not an NBA player.
No.
I mean, I thought the same thing of Ree Travis.
Sure.
Was it Ree Travis or Travis Reed?
Ree Travis. Yep,
I thought the exact same thing of him.
Yeah.
The numbers were there, but I don't think right now he's going to turn into an NBA player. If he were an NBA player, he would be slotted somewhere in this draft, a draft that's not too good.
No.
And that would be it. That would be end of story. He wouldn't be going to Kentucky, and we'd be talking about Kentucky and if they had another big somewhere along the line. I mean, let's be honest.
In
no
way, yeah. Absolutely, because Olivier Saar is it, because they ain't getting Musa Cisse and there's nobody left.
Texas says, are you serious? You don't think these players are working out or NBA teams aren't doing things to see these players? You're crazy. To which I would say, number one, right now they're saying they're not.
Yeah.
So, I mean, again, do I believe everything that's said? Absolutely not, but I can only go with the information that I'm given. And also, I don't think anyone in the NBA is watching Olivier Saar anyway.
No, where do they have, like, super secret workouts? Or like they, like, calling Tyrese Maxey and James Wiseman, say, meet us in this gym and we'll work you out, but don't tell anybody. I mean, what? We would know if the NBA was, like, working these dudes out or checking up on them.
We might not, but, again, this is what they're publicly saying. Given that the league is done, if they're sending around people to go watch prospects, I would imagine that would be a problem in many ways.
Sure.
Texas says, ask the Noodler if he knows the connection between Rush Limbaugh and Donovan McNabb.
I do not know that.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I do love the guy that said you pack head to toe Sonoma.
Yes.
I'm trying to find it, but a guy, I didn't finish the rest of the text, but he said, where is it? Strebel takes microwavable pancakes for his wife on vacation.
Yeah, enough of that. No, I do have I bought a new Sonoma Hawaiian shirt. I'll text it to you and Mitch later. I should have worn it today if I would have thought about it, but I'll take a picture.
Are you one of those people that you guys got like a house or a condo down there? Is that what you have?
A timeshare? No, we just rent. It's just a rental.
Well, no, that's what I mean.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
We got a house. Yes. We have a house there on the beach.
Go ahead, Mitch.
I had a roommate once for spring break. We went down to Fort Lauderdale, and he was one of these guys who had, like, literally $30 in his bank account.
Yeah.
And he went down to Fort Lauderdale for spring break. The only thing he brought for food was a big, like, 20-pound bag of pancake mix. And that's all he ate the entire spring break. is just pancakes.
That's fantastic.
Well, are you guys going to be eating every meal? Are you like these people that go and they want to cook on vacation with the family and not go out to restaurants? Are you going to wear a mask? Are you going to social distance? What's going on with the Streebles?
You know what? I don't know.
You can't come back here. What do you got? You got to quarantine for 2 weeks.
I think what we're doing is we're going to do carry out. I don't think we're going to go into the restaurants. I think they're at a percentage cap like everybody, mm-hmm. every other restaurant is, and they encourage people to carry out. So I think that's what we're going to do. We should do two or three nights where we go out to eat, and then we fix the rest of the meals at home.
Are you going to social distance on the beach, or what's the deal going to be?
That happens anyway. No, when you're on the beach, you're not like we don't spill over to other people's areas. We isolate our own family. We don't mingle.
437-9680. Any questions on the Streeble vacation, you can text in.
Yes.
Texter wants to know about the shirt situation.
Which?
I would imagine at the beach.
Oh, the shirt situation. You know what? So I lost some weight. I might...
I
pop the shirt off this year. Go. Yeah, I got some new swim trunks. Yeah, I'm going to pop the shirt off. Make sure I'm very protected from the sun, though.
What kind of UK sweat...
pajama pants?
Pajama pants. No, not pajama pants. Swimming trunks.
I didn't get any.
Oh, really?
No, I don't have UK... I do have some UK gear in the bag, obviously.
Obviously.
Yes, Kellen's bringing his UK baseball hat.
Are you going to be drinking, Wild Turkey and Diet Pepsi? I kind of want to put that up as a poll question.
No,
you drink Wild Turkey and Diet Pepsi like Streeble, yes or no?
It's not bad. It's okay. Yeah, Wild Turkey is one of those bourbons where you
got to cut it down a little bit.
Yeah, you got to cut down a little bit. It's not like a super high. It's a fine bourbon. I enjoy it, but it's not like super high end. So yeah, you can cut that with some Diet Pepsi.
Texas says, has Streeble ever been so anxious for a waiver for a 3-star in his entire life?
No, this is the most anxious I've been. But he played higher than a 3-star.
Texas says, why does Streeble moan so much?
That's a great question. I don't know why I moan so much. I'm not aware when I do it.
Texas says Streeble has the Bud Light shorts and UK flag and pole packed. Oh yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Not,
yeah, you're gonna go down there looking like a redneck, aren't you?
No,
you're gonna be putting family photos up and everything every day.
No. I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that to you people. I promise.
Texas says, will caller Emily be there to put the lotion on?
No, my wife will put the lotion on my back. Thank you. It's a thankless job.
You have a hairy back too, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
disgusting.
Would
she video that for us?
Probably.
Would she video? That's all I want.
That's
next
all you
week.
Want next week?
Yeah. Like all I want for Locke is I want his daughters to bury him again in the sand. And then I want someone to urinate on his head sticking
like
out of
dog.
The sand. Like a dog just, like a rabid dog just walks by and just, and then they go, what's the name of the dog? Cal. Cal just urinated on Locke.
Yeah.
That's what I want. All I want. By the way, I think my dog might have snuck in the cat room. Hang
uh-oh.
On.
Okay. Well, no, they're both over here. Ramon's on the couch, and
I saw her disappear, and
yes,
I thought, here we go again.
Ruby's on the floor, just
she hasn't
chilling.
Been feeling well. It takes her a little time to get ready for 90 degrees.
Yes.
She's all about the winter and 60 degrees. She loves fall.
She likes staying cool and the leaves outside. Yeah, poor girl.
Diener's saying, where are you going? It's supposed to rain all week.
Gulf Shores,
yeah, you could be in trouble.
Yeah, because that tropical storm.
You're going to Florida to watch Netflix, Diener says.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Diener, you might be right. But I've been looking at the forecast. It's not like straight rain the entire time.
Ooh,
it'll be
broken
up. I feel
bad for you.
Well, the same thing happened last year. We had some weather, but it wasn't all the time. It was like we'd go out to the beach for a couple hours. It rained for about a half hour to an hour, then we'd go back out. So that's what I'm anticipating this year. Is Diener still going to Myrtle Beach? I heard that.
I think Diener's backing everything up a week.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, he's got, you know, flexibility.
Yeah, yeah. So
he's going to drive.
Oh,
he's driving 10, 12 hours down there. Yeah.
I
can't believe that.
He said today if any Indiana hotel has a pool that is open, he will stay there this weekend.
There's one in...
Boy, I kind of...
French
I kind of want to catch him on it. I don't know. By the way, have you seen – let me do some asking about that. Have you seen the videos from Vegas?
Yes.
And I follow a couple sports radio gas bags in Vegas, and they were out last night.
Yeah.
And they had the countdown to when they opened Vegas last night.
Man.
And it's like, listen, with the protest and with Vegas opening up, and now summer travel, if the coronavirus is going to happen, like, we're here. It's going to happen to us now.
Yes.
People were just, and there were some people that were wearing masks, but it was just like the pits of Vegas, just people sitting on top of each other, breathing, smoking, spitting,
smoking cigarettes,
playing blackjack, sharing chips. Those chips are disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
The cards, leaving
drink glasses and beer bottles
and
all over the place.
With that being said, I wanted to be right there.
I thought about you when I saw the videos. I was like, man.
All I could think of is just,
Caesars.
Can I be? And if I go, Caesars. I'm getting a mask with a hole cut out to smoke a cigarette out of the side of my mouth.
Oh, that would be perfect.
I had to watch how I said that last thing. You understand that?
Yes.
There's just going to be a little hole on the side of my mask that I'm going to throw that cigarette, just a cigarette receptacle, if you will.
I need another Coors Light over here.
Oh, goodness. All I could think of, I was like, there's coronavirus there, but
yes.
I want to be there all at the same time.
Yes, you know it's there, absolutely. Yeah. No, I saw those videos, and I thought, like, okay, now's the countdown for Caesars Southern Indiana for when they're going to be opening up. Because I would guess it probably wouldn't be too much
longer. I think they have the okay in some capacity, but I think they're waiting on the Indiana Gaming Association, I think.
Okay.
I don't hold me to that, but I believe that is the case. Like, I don't know if they're going to have any partitions. I don't know if you only open up certain parts of the casino, every other table, every other seat. I don't know what you do.
That's a good question.
I couldn't tell by the pictures that I saw what Vegas did. Either. I mean, like, the craps table had 10 people around it, had two pit bosses, the dealer, 10 people. It looked like it was
business as usual.
It looked like business as usual, and there were a couple people that had masks on. I mean, there were some that had masks on. Quickly, we should give this some more time. Drew Brees, I want to hit on the Drew Brees thing.
Okay.
Just by saying one thing, and then it's Mike Norvell. I'm blanking on his first name, the Florida State head coach.
Yeah.
He has released a statement. We can get to that. I want to give that some time, and I want to break a little bit early.
Sure.
So we'll get to that at the top of the hour. But quickly, one thing on Drew Brees. And Drew Brees, I don't want to get into, he's tone deaf. He obviously is tone deaf. I did not have that Drew Brees would be the one, a beloved NFL player for how many years, to be the one to wear players, current players in his locker room, and even a guy like Marcus Colston, very comfortable with calling out their quarterback, something that you do not find. But that was interesting to me. The locker room reaction was very interesting. The other thing, though, that was interesting, Drew Brees was contemplating. Think about this for a second. Mm-hmm. He was contemplating between retiring, and I think he plays this year, next year, and he could be a guy that wins and walks. You know, if he wins it, he walks away. They've had some heartbreaking losses the last couple years in the postseason. People are now cheering those losses with his remarks and everything else. But quickly here, before we go to break, Drew Brees, think about this for a second. He was down between coming back to play quarterback in the NFL and a broadcaster. And here's why he made the right decision. If Drew Brees gets a swanky quarterback job, if he would announce a couple months ago, I'm retiring before the draft, the Saints now can if they want to go with Taysom Hill, if you want to go Jameis Winston, if you want to draft somebody, free agency, this gives you time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If he says what he said as a broadcaster, does he get fired? And I ask that because it's a hell of a lot more possible that he gets fired as a broadcaster than an NFL starting quarterback.
Yeah.
I can sure as hell tell you that, right? So he has been met with the ramifications, and I'm not – go follow the story. It's a couple days old.
Yes.
I'm not going to break down the story. He's tone deaf. It's shockingly unbelievable, but it shouldn't be unbelievable how tone deaf
that he was
in all of that. But – It interested me. As smart as quarterbacks are, he's just so not very smart in this. And just think, if he were a broadcaster getting paid a lot, I think he's going to go with NBC when he's done playing.
Sure.
imagine that being stuck with, what do you do if you're NBC? The Saints don't have to do anything.
They don't have to do anything.
Now, they need their locker room not to be imploded, and I don't think ultimately that it will be, and we see the last 15 hours, Florida State do everything to say, we're good, and kind of make this a story that went about 24 hours or so. But I'm telling you, this guy was NBC. We'd be having conversations of this guy. Should he be fired before he calls a football game on NBC? And it did. And him coming back to football saved him at least that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, look at. I'm blanking on his name, but the gentleman we were talking about yesterday, the Sacramento Kings,
Grant Napier.
Yeah, being fired for tweeting.
There was more.
There was more than that. But
there
was
more.
But there was more. I agree with that. But at the same time, right now, you have to be very able to read the room, think about what you're saying, and the consequences, not only to yourself but to other people. And just for Drew Brees not to do that, it was, like you said, it wasn't shocking. At the same time, it's like, man,
he's talking about one thing and they're talking about another.
It's like
it's just the lack of awareness, the lack of the lack of learning, the lack of awareness, the lack of just your own words, the lack of listening.
Right.
I mean, the lack of common sense to see what's going on was definitely crazy. Texas says, I got a hole right in the middle of my mask so I can smoke a cigarette, to which I said, give me the picture. I need the picture.
We need to see that. Absolutely.
Let's take a break on the other end. Mike Norvell stepped in it. We'll talk about it next year on The Take on ESPN 680. All right, before we get to break, do need to tell you here on The Take on ESPN 680 1057 about our good friends at DraftKings. I'm going to be on DraftKings even more as the sports pick up. And right now, June is starting off with a bang. UFC 250 is coming up on Saturday. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, they got you covered, and they're putting you in the center of all the action with a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. Do you know who's going to win each fight? Do you know how, what round? You can bet on any of these things, and it's the way to go. Parlay fights, you can do that as well, and it's easy. Betting MMA is easy. Betting DraftKings with DraftKings is even easier. And right now, for a limited time, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a profit boost on every fight on the main card. Every fight Saturday night, UFC 250. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a 50% profit boost on each main card for UFC 250. So again, download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use that promo code WHBE. Those are the call letters, WHBE, when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users can get that sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. And don't forget to enter that promo code WHBE to get that sign-up bonus of up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times a playthrough. Be listening for that lock. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.